Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, making sure the people got the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there. All my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers out there serving the local 28. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. I got a new one to add to the list, too. It just keeps on growing. Got some DMs this weekend, so shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, hygienists, and dental assistants out there, making sure the people got pearly whites. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, busy weekend in sports, as usually it is around this time of year. We had two, not one, but two game sevens yesterday. Almost had three. Well, not, it would have been three today, but we almost had three game sevens overall, as that Mavericks and Thunder game was good as well. And we'll talk about that one in a couple minutes too. But first, I want to focus on the two game sevens that we had yesterday. Knicks and Pacers, and then Nuggets, Timberwolves, both with outcomes I didn't necessarily expect. So first we'll touch on the early game. The New York Knicks fall. That's right, they fall to the Indiana Pacers yesterday by a final score of 130 to 109. The Knicks got off to a slow start. Pacers got off to a blazing hot start. Knicks did eventually cut it. I think they cut it to as low as five. I believe it was either five or six they had it cut down to in the third quarter, in the beginning of the third quarter. Then the Pacers came right back, hit the counterpunch in the third quarter, later on in the third quarter, and they extended their lead right back out to about 12, 15 points. And look, the story of the game last night was, yesterday afternoon, it was pretty simple. The Indiana Pacers just couldn't miss. They just had one of those games where they just absolutely shot the lights out, and the Knicks did not have the offensive firepower to keep up. Now, they were dealing with some injuries. OG Anunoby tried to give it a go, played the first, three, 4 minutes of the first quarter, and he did not look comfortable out there at all. Somebody was joking on social media, said he was running, the way he was running, like his stomach hurt. And it did. He just looked very, very uncomfortable out there trying to move on that hamstring. So they took him out. He did not return. Then later on in the game, I think it was late third quarter this happened, Jalen Brunson, he had to leave the game with a fractured hand. So he couldn't come back after that. So Dante DiVincenzo tried his best to carry the way. Alec Burks, he had the best probably postseason game of his career. And he tried his best to get the Knicks back into it. And again, they did get back into it, but it seemed like one of those instances and one of those circumstances that a team tries so hard and spends so much energy trying to come back, and they do make the comeback, but once they get there, they're out of gas to keep up that level of intensity or keep that energy going to where they can complete the comeback and keep it a close game. They just end up giving the other team a big lead again. So it seemed like one of those circumstances. And also, too, this honestly played out like a regular, disappointing New York Knicks season plays out, to be honest. And I hate to put it that way, but that's just how it is. They have a good regular season. Then they end up getting the second seed. But again, Tom Thibodeau, I don't know if he just doesn't trust his bench or if he's just a guy that has a philosophy of when he finds his guys, those are his guys, and he's just going to keep the rotation as short as possible and stick with his guys and play his guys as much as humanly possible. Because that's what he does. I mean, he keeps like a 6-7 seven-man rotation at the most, and that's even during the regular season. And we've seen it time and time again. We've heard the criticism time and time again. He's going to have to eventually learn how to play more bench players. He's going to have to learn to trust his bench a little bit more. I mean, you saw when Alec Burks came in. Alec Burks was ready. He was ready. But this is a guy who just didn't get that many minutes over the course of the entirety of the regular season or the postseason. But then he comes in because he had to come in, and guess what? He was ready. He had 26 points off the bench, 8 of 13 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. He single-handedly helped keep the Knicks in the game, along with, I guess I shouldn't say single-handedly, but him and Dante DiVincenzo were the reasons the Knicks were able to make that comeback. And Jalen Brunson, to an extent, too, because he was still in at that point. But the point is, he has to learn how to trust his bench more, in my opinion. Because by the time we get to this stage, guys are wore down. Josh Hart was dealing with an injury. OG Anunoby obviously couldn't play. Now, I don't want to blame him about the Julius Randle injury. That was just kind of unfortunate timing, I feel like. But Julius Randle, banged up. Jalen Brunson had to leave the game with a fractured hand. Like, these guys get worn down after playing so many minutes throughout the regular season and the postseason. I mean, and really at this point you didn't have a chance, but Dante DiVincenzo, 41 minutes. Josh Hart, 37 minutes. Brunson would have played a lot more if he didn't have to miss the entire fourth quarter because of his fractured hand. So it's Miles McBride off the bench played 40 minutes. I mean, I guess bench-wise you had him, but still. And really the only reason he didn't start is because Anunoby played 5 minutes. Otherwise, Miles McBride would have been in the starting lineup. But if you're Tom Thibodeau, you have to figure something else out. Yeah, you have to either find a way to get some depth or beg your general manager to get you some depth. That way you don't have to play Brunson and Randle and Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. You don't have to play these guys so much during the regular season. You can let them rest a little bit during the regular season, and that way they're at least a little bit more fresh for the postseason. But again, I don't want to take away credit from the Pacers because they took this game. They won this game. And you, at the end of the day, if you're the New York Knicks, you really just have to tip your hat to the Indiana Pacers. They shot 67% from the field. That's over the entirety of the game. That's crazy to shoot 67% from the field over the entirety of the game. And they shot 54% from three. They were 13 of 24 from three. That is just excellent shooting. Now, to their credit, they got some good looks, but they knocked down some tough shots as well. Tyrese Halliburton went on a tear there. I think it was the end of the first, really the whole game, but end of the first quarter, he went a little bit of a tear. In that third quarter, after the Knicks had gutted down to single digits, like I said, it was either five or six, he went on another tear again. So Tyrese Halliburton, he did his thing. They needed him to be aggressive, and he was aggressive. 26 points, 6 of 12 from three, shot 50% from the three by himself, 10 of 17 from the field. He had a good game. We saw Andrew Nembhard. He had a good game as well, 20 points, 8 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 of 3. Miles Turner, he had himself a game, knocked down some big shots, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 7 of 11 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, 19 points for Aaron Nesmith as well. He had 20 points for Pascal Siakam. So all the Pacers starters in double digits, and then they got 12 points. T.J. McConnell's a nice bench player. I'm not even going to lie. He's fundamentally sound. Made some tough shots, does a good job of getting in the paint. Very pesky on defense, gets his hands on a lot of balls. He went 6 of 8 from the field, 7 assists. I mean, he had himself a nice game as well. And then the Knicks, they didn't shoot great, but they didn't shoot terrible, 42% from the field, 37% from three. But again, it just seems like they got wore down. Again, the Pacers came out, hit them in the mouth. Knicks did do a good job of coming back, but Knicks were just worn down and couldn't find it at the end. So, look, Indiana Pacers. After the Knicks and Pacers renewed this rivalry, the Pacers take it to a game 7. And they get the win in New York thanks to a very good shooting performance in their big star, Tyrese Halliburton, coming ready to play, being aggressive. So you got to tip your hat to him. So congratulations to the Indiana Pacers. They are moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals where they will take on the Boston Celtics. And I'm not sure how much defense there is going to be in this game. I think Boston will be able to be pretty good defensively. I think Drew Holiday will be able to maybe shut down Halliburton a little bit in this series. Halliburton does have a little bit of a size advantage over Holiday, so I wonder if, you know, maybe they end up playing a Tatum on him or maybe even a Jaylen Brown. We'll see. But I think this will be a – I think this could be a good series, but I also wouldn't be surprised if Boston wins in five. But look, Pacers, they showed their grit, their toughness against the Knicks, got the job done, and we'll see what they can do against the Celtics, a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now, talking about the Pacers still, playing with a lot of confidence, knowing they can compete with the best of them. So we shall see. But Pacers win the game 7 in the East. Take down the Knicks 130-109 as we are reacting to a wild day in the NBA yesterday. Two game sevens. The second one we'll get into right now. How about the Minnesota Timberwolves, Ant-Man, and the boys take down the reigning defending NBA champions in the Denver Nuggets. Timberwolves win 98-90. They're moving on to the Western Conference Finals where they will take on the Dallas Mavericks, who beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, by the way, on Saturday. And what was a very thrilling game. Mavericks won that one 117-116 in a game that Kyrie Irving showed the killer that he is. He absolutely took over that game, finished with 22 points, but he started off the game slow, but finished with 22 points, 9-23 from the field, 4-10 from three. Luka had 29 points, 9-15 from the field, 4-6 from three. Luka had a triple-double as well, 10 assists and 10 rebounds to go along with that 29 points. Derek Jones Jr., who had some big games in that OKC series, he had 22 points. And I know I went off track. I know I said I was about to talk about Denver, but had to touch on the Mavericks real quick. He went 8-13 from the field, 4-6 from three. Derek Lively, man, Derek Lively has turned out to be a really good player. 12 points, 15 rebounds for the Mavs. So, look, the Mavs, I think, again, experience came into play a little bit. The Thunder looked, they looked young. They had some moments where they looked a little young, maybe looked a little frazzled being in that spotlight, that game seven or game six, you know, elimination game for the first time. They looked a little bit inexperienced, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did his best, 36 points, 4-5 from 3, 14-25. Lou Dort, 11 points. Isaiah Joe, 11 points. Chet Holmgren had 21, 9-15 from the field, 1-7 from 3, though. Didn't shoot particularly well. Jalen Williams, he tried his best as well, 22 points, 8-16 from the field, 3-5 from 3. Bench play did not help the Thunder out at all, though. J-Dub only got 6 points. Kasan Wallace only had 5 points, so bench didn't help the Thunder much any there. But quickly going back to Timberwolves Nuggets, Ant-Man got off to a slow start. I think he only had 6 points at halftime, either 4 or 6 points at halftime. But he turned it on towards the end, finished the game with 16. Didn't shoot well, but he worked through it. Played some good defense down the stretch on Jamal Murray. Ant-Man finished the game 16 points, 6-24 from the field, 2-10 from 3. Karl-Anthony Towns, he stepped up when he needed to, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 8-14 from the field, 1-6 from 3. 12 rebounds, as I said, 13 points, 9 rebounds for Rudy Gobert. Jaden McDaniels had a big game as well, and Ant-Man talked about that after the game, saying Jaden McDaniels was a big part of their win yesterday in their Game 7. He had 23 points, 7-10 from the field, 3-4 from 3, knocked down some big shots. Naz Reid had 11 points off the bench. Mike Conley, 10 big points. And he was just nice to have a nice veteran presence out there for a game 7. So the Timberwolves doing their thing and taking down the Denver Nuggets. And really for the Nuggets, I didn't even realize this, but Jokic and Jamal did not have any help yesterday. They had none. And I didn't realize no other players for the Nuggets didn't score in double figures until now. Look, I know you want to trust in your superstars, but they at least needed something from everybody else. Aaron Gordon only had 4 points. Michael Porter Jr. only had 7 points. KCP only 5 points. And Christian Brown off the bench only had 5 points. You need more than that. It can't just be Jokic with 35 and, or excuse me, Jokic with 34 and Jamal Murray with 35. You need more off the bench and you need more from your starters. Nuggets didn't get that. And the Timberwolves did. They got more from their complimentary players than the Timberwolves did, and that ended up being the difference in the game. So, conference finals are set. Mavs, T-Wolves, Celtics, Pacers. And I believe those games will get underway on Tuesday. So, tomorrow, we'll have game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Pacers. Wednesday, we'll get game one of the Western Conference Finals between the Mavs and the Timberwolves. So, should be two pretty good conference finals matchups. We'll talk about those more tomorrow. But when we come back 5 minutes from now on Hometown Take, oh, we got to talk about the Braves. Struggled this weekend against the San Diego Padres. Got a chance to get back on the right track this afternoon on the Gentleman's Day baseball game. We'll see if they can do that, but we'll talk about their struggles over the past couple of games against the San Diego Padres when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Sooner or later, those kids are going to be out of school, though. Getting close to the end of May here, about mid-May. So I think some kids, this is their last week of school or their last full week of school. So about to be summer vacay for the kids sooner or later. Speaking of which, man, wish I could go back to summer vacation. Having 2 months off, doing nothing, basically. Miss those days. Anywho, appreciate the bus drivers out there. Appreciate all my early morning, late night local 728 drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers out there as well, feeding the 728. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my dentist workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people have their pearly whites. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay. The Atlanta Braves, they have been struggling so far in this series against the San Diego Padres. They were in action on Friday. They lose 3-1. We'll touch more on that game in a second. Then game on Saturday gets postponed due to inclement weather. A lot of rain, thunderstorms over Truist Park. So didn't get the game in on Saturday. That one is going to be made up at I don't think they announced what date it was going to be made up at. I'll double check that for you here in just a second. But last night on Sunday Night Baseball, they get absolutely obliterated 9-1. And now they're looking to hopefully bounce back. And also the game is going to be actually played today. So it's going to be a double header. So it's going to be 6:20 p.m. Eastern time. I'm surprised that they're going to do the doubleheader game. So you know, I guess the Padres aren't going to get away as fast as they thought. So either way it goes, and the Braves are going to have to go to Chicago too. But either way, Braves are going to make up that game with the Padres tonight. So they're going to have the original 12:20 game as scheduled. That one's going to go down as planned, and then they're going to play a doubleheader at 6:20 to make that up. So it makes sense, though. I mean, you might as well just go ahead and get the doubleheader out of the way. So hopefully the Braves can still manage a split, but that's the best they can do at this point, again, after losing the first two games of this series. Speaking of which, let's go back in time a little bit. Let's talk about the Braves lost 3-1 on Friday. The 3-1 loss on Friday. Max Fried was on the mound for the Braves, and he pitched pretty well. Again, it was a solid outing from Max Fried. Gave up a lot of hits, though. 9 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks. Don't like to see that, only 2 strikeouts. So, look, we knew after Max Fried had flirted with no-hitters a couple of times, or at least left the game with no-hitters, we knew he was going to come back down to earth a little bit. And, look, this is still a very good San Diego Padres lineup, even after losing Juan Soto. They still got Manny Machado. They still have Fernando Tatis. They still have they did bring in Luis Alvarez. We remember him from the Marlins last year, who was hitting .400 for darn near half the year. Still got Cronenworth. Still got Xander Bogaerts. They still got Ha-Seong Kim. So look, this is still a very good Padres lineup, and they just were getting the best of the Braves. And look, their pitching, the Padres pitching has been absolutely incredible against the Braves. And this Braves offense is just struggling right now, just absolutely struggling. Can't get anything going. Matt Waldron, who had been the Padres had been the one Padres pitcher who had been struggling this year. He came into this game, that game with like a 5.49 ERA or something like that. He went 5 2/3 inning, only gave up 5 hits, 1 run, only walked 2 and struck out 10. Struck out 10 guys. I mean, it's just like, yo, what is going on here? Like, why is this Braves offense struggling so much? What is happening? Like, just seems like they're just heavy, heavy in a funk right now. They just can't get out of. And it's like, sometimes they're able to get something going, but like the offense just has not been anywhere near consistent enough this season. So they lose 3-1 on Friday. They only muster up 7 hits. Ronald Acuña Jr. did get a hit. So, I mean, that was good to see. Drew a walk. That was good. Matt Olson went 2-for-4 with an RBI. So, I mean, that was good. Jawoit Trump got a hit. Michael Harris got a hit. But it just seems like they can't get anything going all together. Like, it just seems like, nope, they can't all get hot at the same time. So, Marcell Ozuna got a hit as well, too. He got a hit on Sunday. He's got an 11-game hitting streak. So, it's good to see him still going. But it's not consistent enough right now for the Braves. So they lose 3-1 on Friday. Then we, again, fast forward to Sunday because the game Saturday got rained out. It will be made up again later tonight. It's going to be a doubleheader. First game at 12:20, second game at 6 o'clock. But last night they lose 9-1, and Yu Darvish just absolutely cooked the Braves lineup last night. Braves just barely got a run in. They scored 1 run in the bottom of the ninth to avoid the shutout, but they only had 4 hits as a team. Ozzy got a RBI single at the bottom of the ninth. Again, Marcell got a hit to extend his winning streak, hitting streak to 11 games. Orlando Arcia had a hit, and Chadwick Trump had a hit. So that was it. And again, Yu Darvish cooking up, 7 innings pitched, only 2 hits, gave up no runs, only walked 1, 9 strikeouts. And by the way, Yu Darvish made a little bit of history last night as well. One, this wasn't the history part of it, but he did extend his career-high scoreless inning streak to 25 while, this is the history part, earning his 200th professional win as the San Diego Padres. Again, they absolutely beat down the Braves last night, 9-1. So Darvish is now 4-1 on the season. I told you, only gave up 2 hits, struck out 9, walked 1 on 99 pitches, lowered his ERA to a 2.08. And Darvish became the third Japanese-born hitter, born pitcher, to reach 200 career wins between MLB and Nippon Professional Baseball, joining Hiroki Hidora, who had 203 wins on his during his career, and Hideo Nomo, who had 201. So Darvish, who has won his last 4 starts, has 107 major league victories and 93 in the NPB. So congratulations to you, Darvish, but I wish he would have done that against somebody else other than the Braves. So, and then as far as the Braves pitching goes, Bryce Elder, he struggled. He's had a couple of good outings so far, but honestly, I still don't know if my trust is all the way there with Bryce Elder. I think the league has him figured out. And I think against not-so-great hitting lineups, he's fine. He can locate his pitches. And, you know, against lineups that aren't so good, like I said, offensively, I think he can do fine. But against hitters, the Fernando Tatises and the Manny Machados of the world, like the Xander Bogarts of the world, I just don't think he'll be that successful against really good lineups, like against really good hitters. I mean, we saw what the Phillies did to him last year in the postseason. We saw what the Padres did to him last night. He gave up a home run. He gave up 6 runs, 6 earned runs, 7 runs in total, 3 walks, only had 3 strikeouts. I mean, I just only got through 3 innings. I just don't trust Bryce Elder against a formidable lineup like the Padres lineup or the Phillies lineup or the Dodgers lineup. I just don't trust him to be able to get those premier hitters out. I just don't. That's just where I'm at with it. So I don't know if you just maybe let AJ Smith-Shawver come in and see if he can do something, because at least he's got the dynamic stuff. Like, at least he's got power. He's got the velocity. He's got a little movement. So maybe you try him out, but I just don't feel. And look, maybe it's just one bad start for Bryce Elder. He's 1-2 on the season now. Who knows? But in my gut of guts and my heart of hearts, I just am not that confident in what Bryce Elder can bring to the table against premier batting lineups like the Padres, the Phillies, the Dodgers, and teams like that. So we'll see how long Bryce Elder sticks with the club. But again, it's early on in the season, and it's been early. It's early for him. But I don't know. I'm just not sure how much confidence I have in Bryce Elder at this point. But anywho, the Braves will try to bounce back. Hopefully they can manage a split and salvage a split against the Padres in their doubleheader today. Again, first game set for 12:20. Second game set for 6 o'clock. And if they can manage a split, it'll be all right. But we'll see. All right, when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines because we have some betting odds for Defensive Rookie of the Year and Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm sure you can guess maybe who are the favorites in those categories. A one-time fantasy champion retires, and we have a little bit of a, I guess you could call it, incident going on with one of the NFL rookies. We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend as well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, care that they need. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work as well. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for the early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local transportation drivers of the 728 out there in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers, all the dental assistants, all the dentist workers out there getting the people's pearly whites clean this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, some NFL headlines to get into this morning, and we will start right here with a guy who was once that dude. I mean, this dude carried your fantasy football team if you had him on the year of 2016, I believe it was, for a season. That is David Johnson. The Cardinals, old Cardinals running back, he has announced his retirement. 32 years old, did not receive interest as a free agent last offseason or this offseason, and has decided to call it quits, and he announced his retirement on Sunday via social media. So he said this yesterday, Quote, I am blessed and very appreciative of the Cardinals drafting me in the third round, and I started my NFL career hitting the ground running, literally, in parentheses. Two games in, getting my uniform and cleats put in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. There's been highs and lows, but I felt very fortunate and honored by the people who've supported me along this journey. Lastly, I would not have been able to do any of this without God's grace. He did it. Also, a kid who didn't have much was given a chance to do what most can't. I'm looking forward to my next chapter, next career path in life. I don't know exactly what that will be, but I hope it will bring me the same passion, excitement, as love as football did. End quote. So nice stuff there from David Johnson. And again, played 8 seasons in the NFL after the Cardinals drafted him with the 86th overall pick in 2015. Spent 5 seasons in Arizona, 2 in Houston, and 1 in New Orleans. Was a Pro Bowler one time, finished his career with 1,007 carries, 4,071 yards, 39 touchdowns, caught 277 passes for 2,805 yards with 18 touchdowns through the air. His best season, as I told you, came in 2016, had a career best 1,239 yards on 293 attempts with 16 touchdowns. Johnson added 80 catches for 879 yards and 4 touchdowns during that All-Pro season. So, look, if you were lucky enough and smart enough to draft David Johnson with your fantasy football pick that year, he absolutely carried your team. And then the guys like me who saw David Johnson do that and then drafted him the next year for him to get hurt, yeah, I wasn't so lucky. But anywho, that is a bridge under the water at this point. But congratulations to David Johnson on his retirement. And again, hopefully his next chapter works out well for him. So he announced his retirement yesterday. And Dallas Turner, speaking of rookie moving over to guys who are retiring to or guys who are just starting their NFL career, rookies Dallas Turner is favored over Leatu Latu to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. So the Vikings pass rusher, who we all thought maybe was going to be a Falcon, but did not end up being a Falcon. Vikings pass rusher Dallas Turner is a slight favorite over Colts pass rusher Leatu Latu to win the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year award. Turner, who the Vikings traded up to number 17 overall for, is listed as a plus 400 favorite at DraftKings.com. Latu, the first defensive player drafted in this past draft at number 15 overall, is at plus 550. The Defensive Rookie of the Year has been a pass rusher 4 out of the last 5 years, if you are wondering. The reigning Defensive Rookie of the Year, as you all know, I'm sure, is Texans pass rusher Will Anderson. Next best odds belong to Eagles cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, then Rams defensive end Jared Verse. They're both at plus 1,100. Lions cornerback Terrion Arnold is at plus 1,200. Dolphins defensive end Chop Robinson and Seahawks defensive tackle Byron Murphy are at plus 1,300. And then Eagles cornerback Cooper DeJean is at plus 2,000. Now, moving over from defensive rookies to offensive rookies, we all probably could have guessed this, but Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, betting favorite to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. He is favored to win the award this season after being the number one overall pick in this past draft. He's a plus 135 to win the award via DraftKings. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, the number two overall pick, is also number two in Rookie of the Year odds. Daniels is listed at plus 650. The fourth overall pick, the Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., who we have more news on here in just a minute, he's at plus 700. That's followed by Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy at plus 1,200. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers at plus 1,700. And Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy is up there at plus 1,800. Broncos quarterback Bo Nix at plus 1,800. Patriots quarterback Drake May at plus 2,200. And if you're wondering, Michael Penix does have some odds, but they are very, very much a long shot at plus 6,000. So there you have it. Speaking of Marvin Harrison Jr., he is apparently, according to Adam Schefter, the Fanatics has filed a breach of contract lawsuit against Marvin Harrison in New York State Court. Harrison's camp claims it has no contract with Fanatics. The lawsuit alleges that the two sides have signed an autograph agreement dating back to May of 2023, and this is the first known legal dispute between a player and the company that aspires to be a you know, a one-stop shop for sports fans, by the way. But Harrison has not yet signed the NFLPA licensing deal, which prevents Fanatics from selling his Cardinals jersey. And it has been reported that the refusal to sign the licensing agreement is part of Harrison's effort to redo the Fanatics deal. Marvin Harrison Jr. also did not accept an invitation to attend the 2024 NFLPA rookie premiere in LA this past weekend. So a lot of drama going on with that. And look, all of this, in my opinion, has to do with his dad, Marvin Harrison, kind of trying to maybe guide him in a way to where he can, as far as financially, maybe get his NFL career off to a better start than maybe his dad did. So, look, get your money, but you, at the end of the day, you don't want it to affect your playing, and you don't want it to become a distraction to the team either. And it feels like it's almost starting to go into that realm for Marvin Harrison Jr. So, look, again, get your money, get what you are owed. Your dad is a Hall of Famer, so look, I'm not saying don't take his advice, but at the end of the day, you do still want to play, and you do still don't want to cause a distraction to your team. So that's really all I have to say on the topic, but it seems like it's starting to become a little bit of a distraction. So we'll see how they end up dealing with that. But I'm sure by the time the season rolls around and it's time for him to really start playing football, maybe even before training camp, they'll get this thing solved. So we'll see what happens. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll wrap things up and we will see what the morning shift has on deck for a Monday edition of the program. Rob Tribble going to be filling in for Mike Johnson this morning. So we'll see what Robbie T, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan have up for you. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend as well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, care that they need. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work as well. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for the early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local transportation drivers of the 728 out there in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers, all the dental assistants, all the dentist workers out there getting the people's pearly whites clean this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, some NFL headlines to get into this morning, and we will start right here with a guy who was once that dude. I mean, this dude carried your fantasy football team if you had him on the year of 2016, I believe it was, for a season. That is David Johnson. The Cardinals, old Cardinals running back, he has announced his retirement. 32 years old, did not receive interest as a free agent last offseason or this offseason, and has decided to call it quits, and he announced his retirement on Sunday via social media. So he said this yesterday, quote, "I am blessed and very appreciative of the Cardinals drafting me in the third round, and I started my NFL career hitting the ground running," literally in parentheses. "Two games in, getting my uniform and cleats, put in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. There's been highs and lows, but I felt very fortunate and honored by the people who've supported me along this journey. Lastly, I would not have been able to do any of this without God's grace. He did it. Also, a kid who didn't have much was given a chance to do what most can't. I'm looking forward to my next chapter, next career path in life. I don't know exactly what that will be, but I hope it will bring me the same passion, excitement, as love as football did," end quote. So nice stuff there from David Johnson. And again, played 8 seasons in the NFL after the Cardinals drafted him with the 86th overall pick in 2015. Spent 5 seasons in Arizona, 2 in Houston, and 1 in New Orleans. Was a Pro Bowler one time. Finished his career with 1,007 carries, 4,071 yards, 39 touchdowns. Caught 277 passes for 2,805 yards with 18 touchdowns through the air. His best season, as I told you, came in 2016. Had a career best 1,239 yards on 293 attempts with 16 touchdowns. Johnson added 80 catches for 879 yards and 4 touchdowns during that All-Pro season. So, look, if you were lucky enough and smart enough to draft David Johnson with your fantasy football pick that year, he absolutely carried your team. And then the guys like me who saw David Johnson do that and then drafted him the next year for him to get hurt, yeah, I wasn't so lucky. But anywho, that is a bridge under the water at this point. But congratulations to David Johnson on his retirement. And again, hopefully his next chapter works out well for him. So he announced his retirement yesterday. And Dallas Turner, speaking of a rookie moving over to guys who are retiring to or guys who are just starting their NFL career, rookies, Dallas Turner is favored over Leatu Latu to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. So the Vikings pass rusher, who we all thought maybe was going to be a Falcon, but did not end up being a Falcon. Vikings pass rusher Dallas Turner is a slight favorite over Colts pass rusher Leatu Latu to win the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year award. Turner, who the Vikings traded up to number 17 overall for, is listed as a plus 400 favorite at DraftKings.com. Latu, the first defensive player drafted in this past draft at number 15 overall, is at plus 550. The Defensive Rookie of the Year has been a pass rusher 4 out of the last 5 years, if you are wondering. The reigning Defensive Rookie of the Year, is, as you all know, I'm sure, is Texans pass rusher Will Anderson. Next best odds belong to Eagles cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, then Rams defensive end Jared Verse. They're both at plus 1,100. Lions cornerback Terrion Arnold is at plus 1,200. Dolphins defensive end Chop Robinson and Seahawks defensive tackle Byron Murphy are at plus 1,300. And then Eagles cornerback Cooper DeJean is at plus 2,000. Now, moving over from defensive rookies to offensive rookies, we all probably could have guessed this, but Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, betting favorite to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. He is favored to win the award this season after being the number one overall pick in this past draft. He's a plus 135 to win the award via DraftKings. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, the number two overall pick, is also number two in Rookie of the Year odds. Daniels is listed at plus 650. The fourth overall pick, the Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., who we have more news on here in just a minute. He's at plus 700. That's followed by Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy at plus 1,200. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers at plus 1,700. And Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy is up there at plus 1,800. Broncos quarterback Bo Nix at plus 1,800. Patriots quarterback Drake May at plus 2,200. And if you're wondering, Michael Penix does have some odds, but they are very, very much a long shot at plus 6,000. So there you have it. Speaking of Marvin Harrison Jr., he is apparently, according to Adam Schefter, the Fanatics has filed a breach of contract lawsuit against Marvin Harrison in New York State Court. Harrison's camp claims it has no contract with Fanatics. The lawsuit alleges that the two sides have signed an autograph agreement dating back to May of 2023, and this is the first known legal dispute between a player and the company that aspires to be a, you know, one-stop shop for sports fans, by the way. But Harrison has not yet signed the NFLPA licensing deal, which prevents Fanatics from selling his Cardinals jersey, and it has been reported that the refusal to sign the licensing agreement is part of Harrison's effort to redo the Fanatics deal. Marvin Harrison Jr. also did not accept an invitation to attend the 2024 NFLPA rookie premiere in LA this past weekend. So a lot of drama going on with that. And look, all of this, in my opinion, has to do with his dad, Marvin Harrison, kind of trying to maybe guide him in a way to where he can, as far as financially, maybe get his NFL career off to a better start than maybe his dad did. So look, get your money, but you, at the end of the day, you don't want it to affect your playing, and you don't want it to become a distraction to the team either. And it feels like it's almost starting to go into that realm for Marvin Harrison Jr. So look, again, get your money, get what you are owed. Your dad is a Hall of Famer, so look, I'm not saying don't take his advice, but at the end of the day, you do still want to play, and you do still don't want to cause a distraction to your team. So that's really all I have to say on the topic, but it seems like it's starting to become a little bit of a distraction, so we'll see how they end up dealing with that. But I'm sure by the time the season rolls around and it's time for him to really start playing football, maybe even before training camp, they'll get this thing solved. So we'll see what happens. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll wrap things up and we will see what the morning shift has on deck for a Monday edition of the program. Rob Tribble going to be filling in for Mike Johnson this morning. So we'll see what Robbie T, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan have up for you. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.